ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 43। अतएव स्वयं तदुपकल्पयास्मकं भगवतः परम गुरोस्तव चरण सतपलास छाया विविध ब्रुजिन संसार परिश्रमोपशमनि उपसृष्टानां वयं यत्कामेनोपसादितः। वर्ड मीनिंग अतएव देयरफोर स्वयं yourself, tat, that, upakalpya, please arrange, asmakam, aphas, bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, paramaguru, the Supreme Spiritual Master, tava, of you, charana, of the feet, satapalasat, like lotus flowers with hundreds of petals, chayam, the said, vividha, various, vrijina, with dangerous positions, samsara, of this conditioned life, parisrama, the pain, upasamanim, relieving, upasrushtanam, the devotees who have taken shelter at your lotus feet, vayam, we, yat, which, kamena, by the desires, upasaditaha, caused to overcome the shelter of your lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, you are omniscient and therefore you know very well why we have taken shelter at your lotus feet, which provides shade that gives relief from all material disturbances. Since you are the Supreme Spiritual Master, and you know everything, we have sought shelter of your lotus feet for instruction. Please give us relief by counteracting our present distress. Your lotus feet are the only shelter for a fully surrendered devotee and are the only means for subduing all the tribulations of this material world. Purport. One need only seek shelter of the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then all the material tribulations that disturb him will be subdued. Just as when one comes under the shadow of a big tree, the disturbances caused by the heat of the scorching sun are immediately mitigated without one's asking for relief. Therefore, the whole concern of the conditioned soul should be the lotus feet of the Lord. The conditioned soul, suffering from various tribulations because of existing in the material world, can be relieved only when he seeks shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. Om ajnanam timirandhasya jnanam janasalakaya chakhyurunmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manohishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamaham dadati svapadantikam vande aham sri guru sri yuta pada kamalam sri gurun vaishnavansha sri rupam sagrajatam sahaganam raghunatham nitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri sri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sri visakha nitamsha namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swamini tinamine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya desha tarine jay sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhara sivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 So in these discussions, in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing the glorifications made by all the demigods altogether. Demigods, many times they used to glorify Lord. Whenever they have some trouble, some fear, and they have some danger to overcome, so then they will try by themselves first. If they will hopeless, they will become hopeless, then they will take shelter of Lord and they will glorify Him like anything. We are seeing in Bhagavatam many, many places it is there. And here it is vivid descriptions, glorifications of the Lord. Why they are glorifying Lord? Including Indra, the king of the demigods. Because they were thrown out from their kingdoms by the demons. And they went to take shelter of Brahma. Why they were thrown out by demons? Demons become so powerful because Indra become Gurudrohi. Indra didn't give proper respect to Brihaspati, and Brihaspati withdrew himself. And then demons, they got the message and they attack heavenly planet and took over. And then Indra and the demigods, in crying mood, they went to take shelter Brahma. Oh Pitamaha, see, they have taken, they are also your son, we are also your son, they have taken, please do something. Brahma told, see, many times you had a fighting with demons and demigods, but most of the time you used to win. Why they win this time? We don't know. Because they have taken full shelter of their spiritual master and serving the Brahmana Shukracharya. And you didn't respect properly to Brihaspati, who is a competent person, a Brahmana. That's why we are suffering. No, yes, that is there. But now what to do? They have taken over everything, we don't have anything. So Brahma told, okay, if you want to do something, then you have to have a captain with you. Now we are headless. No, what to do? Who will die? Please tell us something positive. Why you are chastising us? We know we have committed mistake. But correct us. Tell us something, what should we do? Now go and select a good Brahmana and accept him as your spiritual master and take guidance from him. No, where will find now? Who is competent? So then Brahma, he went out of the way and gave the address of the spiritual master whom they can find out. They said, okay, go there. Now the son of Tvashta, Vishwarup is there. So he is very competent, qualified. And you go and take shelter of him. Don't think that he is junior to you. Forget junior, senior. Now we are in very much trouble. So he can help you. He is very qualified Brahmana. So take shelter of him. He will guide you, then you will get back your kingdom. And then without any hope, all the demigods headed by Indra, they went. And they take shelter of Vishwarupa Brahmana. Though Vishwarupa, he said, I am so junior to you. You are like my father. Why, uncle, and why you are coming to take shelter of me? Then Indra and other demigods said, forget this. You don't know. The seniority, juniority, different grades they are considering. But those who are full of knowledge, they will consider the person who is really capable in knowledge. Sudras, they will consider the age. Kshatriya, they will consider the strength. Vaishya, they will consider the wealth. But Brahmanas, they will consider the knowledge. So now you are more knowledgeous than you. Please forget it. If you want to catch hold of your feet, don't mind. Please be peaceful and give us instruction. Help us, guide us. Somehow or other, Vishwarupa saw that all the demigods, they are really in trouble and praying like anything. So he agreed. Though it was very difficult for him, but still he agreed. And he said, okay. And he accepted the position of spiritual master. Then he teach them the Narayana Kavacha. And Indra and few demigods, they got fully trained up by Vishwarupa about Narayana Kavacha. And when they totally become successful by chanting Narayana Kavacha and how to accept it, then by that power, they went again to fight and they became win. They win over the demons and took back their kingdom. Okay, now they become very happy. By the help of Vishwarup, they got success. Now, the case of Vishwarup, Brahma also informed them that, see, Vishwarup has some problem. What? Now, his mother is from demon side, father is demigod side. So, he has connection in both sides. Sometimes he will please you, sometimes he will also help demons. So don't, you have to tolerate this. But he will be your spiritual master, don't. He has connections both ways. Brahma warned them before, but still when Indra saw one time Vishwarup was giving oblations in fire, chanting loudly for demigods and slowly low down the volume and give to demons, he became so angry. Immediately he went to the spot, on the spot, then and there he murdered him. Cut all these three heads immediately. Before he committed again the offenses against Brahmana, now he committed again, he murdered the Brahmana now. And the Guru, not only Brahmana. And now somehow or other, Brahmahatya, he suffers for some time, then he distributed the Brahmahatya among the people. Now, again, the father of Vishwarup, Tvashta, he became very angry. These fellows, they accept my son as ritual master and they were so selfish, they murder him. They can't tolerate. So he started doing a jagya, Indra Marana jagya. And with angry, he was trying to create some demon which will kill Indra. In this way, he started the jagya and was, but somehow or other, when you are chanting the mantra, some mistake happens in chanting. Some mistake happened, so by the result of that mistake, opposite reaction. Indra is supposed to be killed, but now the demon, he will be killed by Indra. That happened. Anyway, but that demon comes, Vritasura. So furious, gigantic demon. It is said in Bhagavatam that the size of their demon is so big, so large, that encircle the whole universe. That's why Bruta. Bruta means circle. The whole, everybody circled by him, by his largeness, by his size. But that's why the name given to him as Vritrasura. Bruta. Bruta means circle. He make everybody within his circle. Such a huge, gigantic figure. And then by seeing the demons, all the demigods, they became
ಹಿರಿಯಸು ವೈಹಾಬ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕವಚ ಐತೆ ಸ್ವಾಟಿ ಕಂಡು. ಸೊ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ದಿ ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸೈಮಿಲ್ಟೇನಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಅಟ್ ಎ ಟೈಮ್ ದಿ ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಆಲ್ ದೇರ್ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಟು ವೃತಾಸುರ್. ಆ ವೃತಾಸುರು ವಿದಿನ್ ನೋ ಟೈಮ್ ಸ್ಯಾಲೋ ಇಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಚ್ಯೂಮ್, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಯೂಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೀತ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಪುಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಬಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ he just took it immediately without chewing, without using his teeth, immediately taken inside. By seeing this, all the demigods become and now what will happen? At a shot he took up everything. So they became so fearful, so much fearful, and they said, now he took all our weapons, he may eat up us now. So becoming so fearful and hopeless, so they said, take shelter of Lord. That is the nature of the demigods. In the time of trouble, they will take shelter of Lord. And the demons, at the time of trouble or whatever time, they will not take shelter of Lord. That is their... Anyway, so they take shelter of Lord and try to glorify Lord so much so, in so much attentiveness, and try to please Lord. Lord becomes so pleased with their prayers, he personally manifests with all his associates, 16 associates, and Lord manifests in front of them, and they become so hopeful, so happy. Immediately they offer their obeisances, Lord appeared in front of them, and to mitigate their fear, they try to glorify and try to express their feelings, their fearfulness, try to express. When somebody is really in severe fearful condition, severely troubles, then if he finds someone who is really capable to help him, then he wants to express his gratitude, express his feelings, express his fearfulness, and he want to glorify him in whatever way he knows. So same thing happened to demigods. They tried to offer their respect and tried to glorify Lord. Anything they started glorification with poetry, then come to prose, then come to poetry, they forget everything. The language and sequence, everything they forget. They are so much fearful. That's why in this chapter, the glorification is in three ways. First they started with poetry, then prose, then poetry again. Anyway, that is because of they are so much in distress, so much in fearful condition. And demigods, we know that they are much, much, much powerful and knowledgeous, and in any respect, materially they are very upgrade than us, high grade living entity. They are staying in Swarga. And because they have nature, they are always take shelter of the Lord. They know Lord directly, and many times Lord used to help them, come in front of them. One time Lord become their brother Upendra Vaman. Indrari Vyakulam Loke Mrinayanti Juge Juge. Always Lord used to help the demigods. So demigods have good experience about Lord. They know about the Lord, their powers and all that. So they started glorifying. In this particular verse, all the demigods together, they have already glorified a lot. Now in this particular verse, all the demigods, they are saying, oh my dear Lord, you are Sarvajna, you know everything. Why? Because Lord already told, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabhutani Mangtu Vedanagasana. I know Atitam, Samyak Atitam, a whole total past I know of everybody. And I know the whole lump sum of the present. And I know the whole thing of the future. But nobody knows me. So demigods know that. So they are praying, so you are Sarvajna, you know everything. We come to you to take your shelter, to pray you, to get help, but what will speak to you?
You know everything. Why you come? Actually, in fact, we don't have to tell. Actually, we have not come to your lotus feet by our attempt or by our power. No, that is not possible. We are not that capable to come to your lotus feet by our attempt, by our power. No. Now we are in front of you, you are in front of us, and you are taking your full shelter. So we are frankly admitting that is not at all our attempt. That is not because of we have done something. No. This is only because you brought us by your mercy. Otherwise, who can come to your lotus feet without your mercy? You know our position. You know our heart. You know our condition. You know us, everything in and out. Our past, present, future, you know. Everything that even we don't know, you know much more than us. So in this condition, we are in so much distress. So because of only by your mercy, you allow all of us to come to your lotus feet and take shelter of your lotus feet. That is because of only your mercy. Now why we will say something? You know everything. So please, if you brought us to your feet, so you do the needful for us. We are in such a trouble now. So without, we have no that qualification, we don't have that choice words, or something, we are really in distress, so we can't express you our desire properly. But you know everything. So please do the needful without our expressing you even. The fact is that you know everything. So how you will tell you? So please do the needful. What is the needful? Now we are in trouble, Pramrutasura, do something for him and save us. So in this particular verse they are saying, we don't have to tell you, we don't have to pray to you. You know everything. So from your side, you do. Don't depend on us that we will appeal and they will do. No, no, please. We are appealing only that you are Sarvajna. You know everything. You know everything about us, our condition. You brought us to you. So please now do. Don't make us harass. So then he said, because we have taken fully shelter of your lotus feet. Tava charana sata palasa chayam. We have taken the shed. What shed? Shed of your lotus feet. So why you have taken shed of lotus feet? What is the symptoms? What is the feature of that lotus feet? Now the special feature of your lotus feet is that the shed of your lotus feet is so powerful, so potent, that it can mitigate, it can give relief, full relief to all kinds of distress, disturbances, and all kind of tapas, whatever sufferings we are getting in the material world. Varieties of brijinam. We are getting suffering because of our sinful activities. Every moment we are committing various types of sinful activities. Every moment, helplessly we are doing it. And because of that reaction, we are suffering. Not only one kind of suffering, various types of suffering. Every day, every moment we are suffering and suffering. And again we are committing sinful activities and again suffering. And there is not a remedy for that, not any medicine or not any way that we can get away from these disturbances. In material world, nowhere we can find some remedy to take care of this troubles, distress. But we know that the only way to take out these troubles and distress and sufferings, the only medicine is to take shelter of the shade of your lotus feet. That is the special feature of your lotus feet. Prabhupada is giving a example here in the purport, that sometimes we are walking in this May and June month, maybe in the desert land of Rajasthan, and in the scorching heat, in the noon moon heat, and we are suffering like anything, and somewhere somehow we got a big banyan tree with very full of green leaves and all that, huge banyan tree. So if you somehow or other just go under the shade of that tree, that's it. Then you don't have to pray to the tree, oh, please help me. No, just go under the tree, your all the heats will be mitigated, your sufferings will be mitigated. You will get cool shade and cool breeze. That's it. That's what you need. Your sufferings will finish then and there. You don't have to do anything for it. So similarly, this is a tree, but your lotus feet, it's much, much, much powerful than the tree, but it works like that tree. Tree is standing in one place. Oh, nowhere the tree is. You have to go to the tree. Okay, you have to go to the tree, but your feet is not only in one place. It is spread all over. Everywhere your lotus feet is there. The presence is there. Everywhere. We can't say it is not there. No, everywhere it is there. But we are so unfortunate. When we are walking, we are just trying to avoid the tree shade and walking in the sun. Everywhere the tree shade is there available. Everywhere it is available. But we are so unfortunate. Very cunningly, very cleverly we are trying to avoid the shade. And suffering and praying, oh Lord, we are suffering too much, please help us. Why you are avoiding the shade? Just go under the tree. That's it. So now the demigods, the realization comes when you are really in full of distress and fearful stage. And then real knowledge comes, the realization comes. So they are telling, so now this is the feature of your lotus feet. So we are taking full shelter of it. So please do the needful. Take away our distress. So the demigods, they are praying not only this time, many, many times they are praying for the taking shelter and trying to pray for the help. But still, they are also praying to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And in after one or two chapter, this demon Vritasura, he will also pray to the Lord to take shelter of his lotus feet. And you see the prayers of difference between the two prayers. Here they are, oh Lord, oh my dear Lord, with so much sufferings and trouble, we have taken shelter of your, the shade of your lotus feet, and we know that is the only way to mitigate our distress. So please do the needful. And when in the battlefield, when Vritasura, one arm is already cut up, and he is praying, he tell Indra, please come and kill me, you have this Vajra. So Indra is saying, no, you are telling that, no, you are so powerful. And no, I am supposed to die with you, because my Lord, the Supreme Lord, already has told you that go to Dadhichi and do these things, do this Vajra. I am putting my energy in it, power in it, and Vritasura will be killed by this. Is not it? No, yes, Lord has told us. So you are thinking Lord is very much merciful, he has told you these things? No, yes, Lord is really merciful, he manifested in front of us, we prayed to him and he told us. No, foolish, you don't know. This is to become, to show mercy on me, he told you. How come? He told us your rahasya, how you will be killed. How we can kill you, he tell us the secret. And you are saying this is mercy, na? Because he knows that I am suffering in this demoniac body. So you want to, as soon as possible, you want to take me to his abode, to his site, to engage me in his service. That's why he has engaged you and tell you the secret go and kill him, that as soon as possible he will come to me. Ye people become king and he will come to me. So in reality, to get the opulence, kingdom of heaven and all that, this is not the real mercy of the Lord. In fact, demon Bhutasura is praying, Aham Hare Tav Padeka Moolam Dasanu Dasa Bhavitasi Bhuyaha. Demon Bhutasura is also praying, Oh my Lord, I want to take shelter of your feet, not directly to your feet. Tav Dasanu Dasa Bhavitasi Bhuyaha. I want to take shelter of the feet of the devotee who has taken of the shelter of another devotee, of the devotee which is who are all connected to the shade of your lotus feet, whose only property is the lotus feet of yours. That devotee's feet I have taken as my shelter. Not I have taken bhavitasmi in future. Oh my Lord, will it be happen sometimes in future that I can again become the servant of the feet of the servant of the servant of the servant of your servant? Will that be happen again? And if you become, then what will you do? Asupate, ho my Lord of my life, my mind should be engaged in your thinking. Mana asupate smaranam gunita bak karotu kayam. And in my mouth I should chant your names and glorify you, and by body I have to serve you. These three things. And Prabhupada is writing in this purport that this verse is the samambanam of devotional service. Somehow or other we have to take shelter. Asraya laya bhaje, tare Krishna nahityaje, arasave mare akara. Shelter of whom? Demigods are praying for the shelter of the lotus feet. Everybody is, demons also praying for the lotus feet. But the trick is that they are praying the lotus feet directly, and here the demon is asking so much indirectly. Tava dasa 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 anudasa. This is the difference. He want to take shelter of the devotees, and the demigods want to take shelter of the Lord. The Lord's power is there in his lotus feet, demigods are saying, but that power will be multiplied many, many times, in many, many times, the more you go down, the more you go down. The more you go down, it will multiply in many, many times. So if somebody is really intelligent and clever, then we will go to the powerful shelter. I will go to the powerless shelter. So, and the demons, the Bhutasura, he is the supreme devotee actually. He is praying to take shelter of the lotus feet of the devotees. Why? That I can able to serve. But here the demigods, they are praying to take shelter of the lotus feet to get away from their fear. This is what. And then when the fear will go away, then what? Then we will enjoy. Will help us enjoy. We want to enjoy. This is trouble. Take the trouble away. We want to enjoy. But here, no. Take all the enjoyment. I want to die. I want to become your servant of servant of servant. This is the real prayer. Prabhupada, in this purport, is very... One need only seek shelter of the shade of the lotus feet, in the very first sentence. That is the only and only job of all of us. Devotee or non-devotee, whatever. Whatever power, position, and the buddhi, intelligence, mind, whatever we have, whatever properties we have, all should be engaged only to take proper shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in proper way. That is the success of our life. Somehow or other, if we engage our all our properties just only to take proper shelter. Proper shelter means that we should take shelter of a person whose property is the lotus feet of the Lord. So that kind of shelter we can take in this very lifetime, then that's it. That is our success. That's why he is writing here. One need only seek shelter of the shade of the lotus feet. Then all the material tribulations that disturb him will be subdued. All of us are suffering. That is fact, we know that. We may not admit it, but we know. That is fact, all of us suffering. Just as when one comes under the shadow of a big tree, disturbances caused by the heat of the scorching sun are immediately mitigated. Such a nice example. When you are suffering from the heat, scorching heat of the sun, when somehow or other come under the shade of the big banyan tree, then immediately you will feel the difference. So similarly we can consider, oh, all of us have taken shelter, we are devotees since many, many years. We are chanting this, that, isn't it? So why still we are suffering? So what is the proof that we have taken shelter? The proof is that the moment you come under the shade of the tree, automatically you will feel difference from the scorching heat and the shade of the tree. You will feel cooling effect and breeze and everything. And if you are not feeling that, then you have not come under this tree, under the shade of the tree. You may be dreaming, you may be thinking like that. But you have not come under the shade of the tree, cooling shade of the tree. You have not come. That is the proof. The moment you come, the moment you will feel relief. It is not possible that you will stand under the cooling shade of a tree and you will still feel the heat of the sun. No, it is not possible. So why? Okay, we want to come under to the shade of the tree, but somehow or other we are avoiding the shade and going that way, this way, that way. The shade is everywhere. But somehow or other, with our so-called intelligence, we are avoiding the shade only and going to the sun and crying for the help. That is our foolishness. That is our foolishness. So the moment we will go under the tree, then that moment we don't have to ask for help. Immediately we will feel without asking. Just come under the tree, then we will feel. What is the effect? So effect is there. Without our praying, without our asking, without our attempt, we will feel it, but only attempt we have to do, somehow or other we have to go there. Because we have loaded with so much of our false ego, so much false ego we are loaded with, and we are always trying to take care of that false ego nicely to promote it. And by that we are so much attached to our so-called position, power and our comfort zone. We don't want to give it away. So that's why we are not feeling the effect of the cool shade of the tree. The moment you will take it out and take shelter, in that moment immediately the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord is spreaded all over. There is no place that is not available. Everywhere it is available. Only the thing is that we have to accept it. We have to accept it. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai.